Hello, Detective. Sorry I haven't been to visit before. It was just a little awkward. A DA visiting a serial killer is, well, not really done. And when that serial killer is the detective who was investigating their own crimes, really not done. But here I am. Because you need me. It also helps that I'm not a DA anymore. I quit. Why? Well, because you need a lawyer. You do. You do. You were found guilty of crimes that you didn't commit. I was never convinced it was you. Never. I mean, don't get me wrong, you are smart enough to have committed the crimes. You're capable, driven, but you're not a killer. And the crimes were so grievous, so diabolic. No, you're not the kind who could commit such crimes and then act as if nothing had happened. You're a good detective. You have a good heart. But you had a shit lawyer. Awful. Pedestrian. I didn't think that you would be convicted. I really didn't. I even made sure to not be on the case because I didn't want to be the one that put you away. But that idiot, he got you convicted. I'm sorry. It's not right that you're in here. You shouldn't be in here, and I'm going to get you out. But in order for me to do that, you have to engage me as your lawyer. No. I thought you would say that. Don't you want to be free? The case against you was good. Not great. There were weaknesses. Weaknesses that could have been picked at quite easily. But your lawyer didn't. It didn't help that the investigation was nothing but a series of dead ends. It played to the theory that you were the guilty party, covering your tracks. But you weren't. But you never could quite discover who was. You had your suspicions. Your gut. It's a thing of beauty. Your instincts so keen. Tell me, when did you first realize that there was something off about me? I'm very good at what I do. I'm very convincing, very authentic. But when you would look at me, a shiver would go down my back. You weren't looking at this character, this puppet DA. You were looking at me. I don't know what it was. You always looked a little bit too long, I think. But you never, ever let it show. But you're not the only one with good instincts. I had to be really careful around you. had to change my patterns. Which only made the case against you stronger. I never intended for you to be convicted. You being arrested was always a backup plan. Fun little diversion. I thought you would appreciate it. This game we play. You chase me. And I kill. You find my bodies and then try and figure out my next move. You live and breathe me. And then you spend all your free time with me as well. Our nights in the pub. Researching at the library. Those notes. Oh, I made them so convoluted just so we could spend more time together. You probably know this, but I have a bit of a crush on you. A real crush. Not the perky English DA. Me. The twisted killer. I like you. You're... I don't know. I might even love you. Maybe. I don't honestly know if I'm capable of love. I do feel. I feel passion and want and jealousy and enjoyment. Great enjoyment when I'm killing someone. Great enjoyment when you're chasing me. Great enjoyment when I'm spending time with you. But no matter how much I liked you, I didn't get carried away. I had my backup plan. Because you are smart. And I'm only human. I make mistakes. I mean, I made a mistake thinking you wouldn't be convicted. And here we are. So I'm going to get you out. No. What do you mean, no? Detective, we can't play our game if you're in here. Oh. I see. I get it, I do. But the way I see it, you have two choices. You can tell me to fuck off, turn around, bang on the door, ask a guard to take you back to your cell, and then you can watch the news in the morning, see the dead body, know it was your fault. Wait for me to come back. Suffering. Wondering how many dead bodies will drop. Before I do. Or, you can say yes. You can let me be your lawyer. You can let me get you out. And you can try to catch me. Because I miss you. I do. I miss your voice. I miss your company. I miss the way you smell. So I need you out. And also, I don't like having my crimes pinned on you. It's not insulting, because as I say, you are intelligent and gorgeous and skilled. It's more... point of pride. But either way, I've got that covered. Well, there's a dead body. Of course I've killed. Weren't you listening? You'll hear it on the news in the morning. I have to admit, it's my finest work. Incorporating a lot of clues from former cases. Definitely the work of the same hand. There'll be suspicion either way. Of course, without me, can't guarantee that you'll get out. Could be months, could be years, and oh, I could be a very busy girl in the meantime.
What was that?
Yes.
You want me as your lawyer?
Well, that's a little rude, but I understand. No one likes being manipulated. Maybe now you know the players. Maybe you'll up your game. Maybe I'll be the one being manipulated. Maybe you're starting to scheme. Sign this. It's just a simple document stating that you're engaging me as your lawyer. Of course. Take it. Read it. Be sure. Ask some jailhouse lawyer to look it over. I'm not going to kill anyone else. Not for another 2 days. That should give you enough time to make sure that there are no tricky loopholes. There are. But you won't find them. I'm not going to make it simple. You deserve better. I'm getting you out to continue the game. Not take pity on you. Because I don't. I see you as an equal. And now we're on a level playing field. So, detective, read the paper over.
Or, of course, you could just sign it, like you are.
Huh. You surprised me. I thought it would take at least another 12 hours or so to get your signature on there. Ah, isn't this fine and dandy? Well, I'll get working on your case. I'm sure that another body will... Another body. One body won't be enough to convince people that you're innocent. Don't worry. It's not a new body. Better than that. It's the first person I ever killed. Before I got... Careful. Messy. Full of clues. It's perfect. It's also a gift for you. I mean, I got you locked up. I should say sorry. On that body is a big clue as to who I actually am, my real identity. And once you know that, well, someone clever as you can start to unpick the threads that hold me together. I'm very generous. When I like someone. And I do like you, detective. I might love you. I do love our game. And now. Now it's the next round. I'll see you tomorrow. We can talk about the new body. And how. How it will affect your case going forward. Do you sleep well? Well, try anyway. I, for one, am going to sleep like the dead.